What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope.
Name any word in less than a second. I will tell you how many letters are in it. But I cannot do anything mechanically. I don't even know how to put a game together for three-year-olds.
And the Bulldog.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Immersed in Bills Ravens round 2. Divisional round coming up Sunday night. Fourth of four playoff games here coming up this weekend. Talk about it with us, 803-0550. We may do some of it without you if you don't want to do it, but if you want to do it, there are ways.
No, I'm just going to sit here until people call.
Tonight is taco night at my house. You know what's different about me than like 10 years ago?
What?
I mean, you could probably come up with an answer, but I get excited about taco night. Every other week or so, Tuesdays, we like, you know, Taco Tuesday. Yeah. Cliche.
That's not new for me. My wife says tacos, man, she's got my attention.
The best.
Especially if she's going, wait, that's just like a regular taco night, but she does this, the birria thing with that.
Sauce, yeah. That you can do it yourself.
Sure.
I mean, I like a lot of different food, but you get home, there it is, or you make it, there it is. Tacos, you're building it. You're creating. What's different about me is, for a lot of time in my life, if there was one to build the perfect taco for me, it has black olives. Is that weird? For much of my life, I would aspire to the perfect, go get the black olives then.
It's probably pretty far down home, the ingredient depth chart for most people for tacos. I would say.
Whatever lettuce, whatever it is that I might want to have on this taco that I didn't have it, on the way home, quick stop, you grab the olives, you grab the lettuce, and you're there. I am no longer am I interested in making that stop. It takes up too much time. I'm fine with whatever. I don't need it to be perfect.
Man.
I'm not making the stop for the olives.
We are going the opposite direction. I don't know... I haven't really thought long and hard about why I was like this, but I would do it, of course. My wife would text me, we need eggs, or I need this or that for dinner or whatever. Like, oh, it's the biggest, I'm going to get home 10 minutes later now. Like, in my brain, I am admitting this is one of the things I'm probably most embarrassed about in my entire life.
It's how you used to be.
It's how I used to be. Like, I would do it, but it would just be... ridiculously aggravating to me. Like I'm being ridiculous. Like, why is this aggravating? Now I don't even. Now I just like I plan to stop. You need anything? I'm stopping for this or that, whatever. I don't care. I get home. You know what I do? I do the same thing every day. I get a drink and I sit down. And if I do that at 7:15, great. If I do that at 7:45, it's not that much different. But for some reason, when I was in my 40s, I guess I'd say, that made me insane. I need to get home. I need to get everything. It's different when the kids are little, too. There was a lot of sort of like, you know, my parents are there watching. I got to get in and sort of pick up the pieces. You know, it's just a lot more responsibility. So it's a lot easier for me to be carefree now because I don't got to be almost any. I got to be here at 3 o'clock.
That's it.
That's it. It's the only responsibility I have.
Well, now you got me going. Maybe I will stop.
You
get
should.
Those olives.
You want the olives. It'll feel good that you stopped.
Yeah, that's right. Dustin is next. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
I'm really good. Thanks.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to get y'all's take on, I really feel the interior of our defensive line has got to have the game of their lives this week. The penetration has got to be better than it has been basically all year and stuff like that for us to really take it to these guys.
It might be asking a lot, but I agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, Derrick Henry, I mean, any running back, you want to get him in the, you know, get him as soon as you can. But Henry, because he's such a force physically, he's just so big that, like, if you – he's averaged this year 2.4 yards before contact, which is absurd for a vehicle of that class. Like, for someone that – it's just an outrageous number. What you need to do is get just disrupt that, just slow that down, throw all the timing off, and that's – yeah, Oliver and Daquan, everybody on that line, penetration, I think, will be very important. Whether they can do it, I don't know, but it's to me, a key element.
Yeah, Ed's got to play out of his mind this week.
Thanks, Dustin. We'll see. Maybe.
Have you noticed, I think this is because phones have just continued to get better and better and better. I don't know if our audience can tell. I've never mentioned this to you off the air. I know I haven't brought it up on the air. How often do you notice the sound of turn signals
that
in the
time
background
I did.
When people are on? I notice it every day at Ross today.
Really?
It often is Ross driving. He's driving his girl somewhere, whatever, after school activities or whatnot. I heard it faintly with Ross, distinctly just there. I don't know, man. A couple years ago, I don't think I'd ever heard a turn signal through the phone of someone calling us. But now I hear it all the time.
What I thought of with Dustin on the line there, when I heard the turn signal was, so earlier today I was at Niagara Falls Boulevard and Maple, you know, waiting for the light to change to turn left onto Maple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm away here. And I couldn't see, there's two left turning lanes there, so I couldn't see what had happened to my left. Somebody's probably turning right onto the boulevard there, you know, naturally. And a woman got to the middle of the intersection and stopped. She was waiting to turn left. And I just was looking at her, and she rolled down her window and flipped off the guy. Like, just out the window. I didn't see what had happened. I just, right in front of me was this woman in a truck.
What caused this reaction? Yeah.
I was thinking, like, what could have just happened right there? Because usually the person turning, maybe they had a red light, but the person turning right, what could you have been mad at? It just reminded me of something I think every time I see people get mad at each other in cars, it's just how hilarious it is. Like, you don't look more ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
Than like gesturing toward someone else in the other car.
Right.
You just do not look more ridiculous than that. And I do it. The one time I do it is if like somebody doesn't use the signal and just cuts right in front of me when it feels like it's a little tight, and I'll just sort of give them away, like, go ahead. You know, just like that, sort of a wave.
Sure. Yeah.
And I don't know, it feels good, but every time I do it, I think, like, if anybody saw me do that, I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah, no. I love that this is, well, I don't know if I love it, but this has sort of turned into, like, self-improvement talk here. Because I just admitted something that I've been harboring deeply within that I consider embarrassing. I work on this. I you know what I try, you know what I really, this is going to sound maybe a little silly, maybe it'll help somebody, I don't know. I know we've all cut people off, we've all done things we didn't mean to do, and how do we feel after we do it? Stupid. I feel like an idiot. Like, my predominant gesture in my vehicle is the, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I never want to make someone else feel that way. Like you did something, like, yeah, you were careless. It happens. Like, I don't know. Me laying on the horn here isn't really going to help anything.
No, that's right.
And it's going to make me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to think, how bad a day are you already having? Like, are you having a really bad day, and now you got me, the big beard in your mirror, blowing the horn at you because you cut me off. You didn't hit me. It wasn't dangerous. I'm fine. Just keep going. You don't need to know that you did. You know, just I hope you're doing okay in there. That's my thought. I hope you're doing okay in there. And I don't want to add to someone's whatever they're carrying around on a given day that might have had them distracted enough to, you know, not even really come close to hitting me, but just, you know,
it's a matter of degrees. If they come close though,
then that's different. But if you know, you should always be paying attention, but you know you yourself know that you're not always paying attention. So it happens. So no harm, no foul. I don't need the horn.
The horn.
Or any kind of commentary.
My horn is broken. I didn't know that could happen.
Because you use it so much.
No. I didn't know that could happen. I have no idea. Just one time.
I've never had a broken horn.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
The horn, if somebody, this happens a lot. You've never had a broken horn? That's
no.
What
no.
You said? I think this is my first. You know, somebody's on their phone and the light turns green and they sit there for 2 or 3 seconds. And, that's when I'll use the horn. But one time recently I did that and it didn't work.
Sure wasn't just frozen?
Well, I don't know. So now when I think of it, just randomly, I'm like, oh, maybe I should just test the horn here. But this is not a horn situation. I'm just driving down West River. So, if I think of it and nobody's around, then I'll just sort of tap it, see if it doesn't work. It has not worked since.
Wow. You're going to want to get that looked at.
Well, I might want to get that looked at, but it does kind of feel like the kind of thing that could just come back.
Yeah. I wonder if a car fails inspection because the horn doesn't work. I'll bet it does.
Oh, I think I'm up this month, too.
Well, we're going to get an
answer
pretty quick.
That's how they get you. It's probably perfectly timed to break right before inspection. They know how to do that. They don't want, because they're going to want you to buy a new horn. But if you never need one, how does the industry keep rolling? I mean, they need you to buy the new stuff. So they put a limit on these horns' usefulness.
I'm going to try to ignore Big Horn.
Big Horn. John is with us. Hello, John.
I'm sorry.
Hey, guys. I tell you resonated, both of you, when you said about the olives thing. And Bulldog, when you said about the sleeping, because that's exactly me. I'm so stuck in, I love olives, I got to have olives, and then Bulldog, I thought I was the only one that was concerned about 15 minutes of their time. But because I go to bed so early, I come home from work and I only have like 2.5 hours before I go to bed. So I cherish even 10 minutes of that time. Yeah. You know, so I really related to both of your comments. I said, oh, good, it's not just me.
Right.
And the last thing, it's funny. Last week when we were playing Denver, I was so nervous about that game and the outcome of that game than I am this week. I'm more at ease. I'm calm. I guess losing to Denver would have been a really blow for all us Bills fans. But, you know, if we do well in Baltimore and we just don't make it, then I think I'm more able to accept that than I would of last week. So this week I'm kind of pretty easy about it.
That's how I feel, too. Last week would have been a devastating result to lose. I mean, now we know what the game looked like, so especially, but even before, you can't. Ravens and the Bills were in the same situation last week. You can't lose the wild card game at home. And they didn't. They both won easily. What happens if you lose here? Either team, I mean, it would hurt bad because you only get so many chances, and it's another great season ending in disappointment. I thought Ross was just right when he took this question from us earlier. If you missed it, we'll have that coming up here. Like, what was, if you take a macro view, what was the Bills' season if they lose this game? It wasn't progress. It felt good. It was fun. It's another division title. It's another second-round loss. Like, it wasn't progress, and that's what you're going for. And the Ravens are much the same. It's definitely not progress to lose in the AFC Championship and then lose in the divisional round. Like, that, obviously. So the loser of this game will have had a great season with an MVP quarterback and not even make the conference championship. That's bad, you know? So it's not bad. It's just not good.
It's a big letdown after all the buildup.
But it's also going to happen. And it doesn't mean that these are not two great teams, because we know they are. I mean, it's just a great matchup. You didn't have an upset. Houston was an underdog, but they were also at home. You didn't have, well, it would have been what then? The Bills losing or the Ravens losing, like Tampa did. Not as good a team at all. Tampa was the 3 seed like Baltimore was, but not even close to the same quality, and they lose to Washington, and it's not even really surprising. 3-point favorite, not surprising at all. But that isn't or wasn't the setup in the AFC. 4 or 5 could have gone either way. 2 and 3 needed to win so that they could play each other and earn the right to probably have to go to Kansas City and win there.
Right. And the loser gets accused of everything you just stated. Like, good job, great season. Where's the hardware? You know, like that's your prize. Good job, guys. Like, it's tough. It's a tough racket.
I don't want to like sit with that, because just having the conversation is based on a negative outcome, and we don't have one yet. So there's no like need to do that. But man, whichever of these teams, what is it going to sound like? What are you supposed to do if you win 13, 14 games, quarterback wins the MVP, a lot about your decisions went right, everybody eats, signing Derrick Henry. Like, you did the job, and still, and it's not even Kansas City taking you out.
Right.
Which might make it even feel worse. That's just a huge game. Earlier, we're talking about James Cook, and I did look up snap share last year and this year. So this year, it's not going to come out to 100%, because you have plays where two running backs will be on the field together. But this year, Cook was on the field for 48% of the Bills' offensive snaps, less than half. 1,000 yards, 16 mm-hmm. rushing touchdowns, less than half of their offensive snaps. 48% for Cook, 29% for Ty Johnson, and 24% for Davis. Actually, that's very close to 100%. I'm not sure. Was there anybody else? I didn't look up Gilliam. Was there anybody else?
No.
Ever this year? Did they ever call up Frank Gore or anything?
I feel like Frank Gore got... I remember the dad being out. Or maybe that was preseason. I don't remember now. I feel like there was a game Davis missed that Frank Gore Jr. might have gotten the call.
He'll maybe miss this game.
Yeah.
Davis. Right.
Concussion protocol.
Last year, then, Cook, 55% higher. Latavius Murray, 32%. Damian Harris, 15%. I would have guessed lower because he got hurt. And then Ty Johnson, 13%. So you're at 113 or 15%.
That Ty Johnson's been a really nice add. Really nice discovery that he was like, you know, practice squad type guy, Darrington Evans level thought of whatever, and now he's prolific is strong, but he's an excellent third down option on one of the best teams in the league. That is a pretty nice spot to land.
Yeah, really the passing plays, you know, the one on Sunday, obviously, but a couple others earlier in the year, one in Miami, right? Wasn't it Ty Johnson in that game? And just who would have bet on that?
Right.
Busy hockey schedule tonight.
13 games.
13 games. Have you picked your favorite? Which one you're going to watch?
I have not yet done that. No, I don't. I don't know. Toronto plays. I may want to get there. I'm not even sure who they play. Dallas, maybe? That might be my answer, if that's right. I'm not sure it is, but I think that's there.
Sabres home to Carolina tomorrow at 6. Why?
Great question.
Why 6?
TNT, there's only two. There's 13 games tonight. So 26 teams are playing tonight. Four of the teams that are not playing tonight are the only teams playing tomorrow. Carolina and Buffalo, Edmonton, and Minnesota. I don't know who the other two teams are that aren't playing tonight that do not play tomorrow. But so both of those games are on TNT. That's not uncommon for a Wednesday. They often have – that's their night. But only the two games and 6 and 8:30 starts. I don't know. Is there basketball later or something on the West Coast that they want to get out? I don't know. I just have no idea why they landed on 6 and 8:30 for their face-off times.
Is it New Year's Eve tomorrow?
I gotta check.
So people can go watch the ball drop somewhere? No, tomorrow's not New Year's Eve.
No.
6 and 8:30. Kind of like a Tux for Pucks vibe there, the early start.
Yeah. I'm all for it. So pregame at 5 with Paul tomorrow.
Pregame at 5?
Look at that.
It won't even be dark out. Ross Tucker, Tuesdays with us on The Big Game and more. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.